America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. We are on 238 affiliates around the country, and I want to shout out today to KBYR, AM 700, FM 88.5 in Anchorage, Alaska. We've been on a long time up there, and we get a lot of phone calls and emails from people up there. We want to thank you for keeping us on the air, and we're happy to serve the folks in Alaska. In studio with me, this is our annual show. It's annual because it's the second time we've done it, and we will be doing this every year, are the folks from Zuzu's Petals. Very happy to have them here. John Massey, Matt and Dan Spencer, welcome back, guys.
Thanks so much for having us again.
I'd say Merry Christmas, but it's a little early for that, so we'll skip the Merry Christmas part. So this show, we did this last year. They had a great amount of support from you. And I'll talk about, you know, how much better last year was than the year before that, and how much better they've done. And we think a lot of that was due to the fact that this was up there on YouTube and you heard the radio show and a lot of you got behind what they do. But what these young men did was they came together and they put a program together. They named it Zuzu's Petals. I'll let them explain the weird name after we get through here. But what they did was they put this program together to take care of families that cannot afford to have a Christmas. So they don't have the money for Christmas. They can't get trees. They can't get food. They can't get gifts. They come in and do the whole thing. It's really quite remarkable. I was very, very impressed with what they do. Very well organized, and it's amazing tribute to these young men and what they put together. So let's just start with you, John. By the way, John Massey is not related to the Royals baseball player.
Mr. I wish Bay. I was.
But he's from Australia, so they didn't even play baseball there. So let's just tell the story of how you guys came together, and because this is really quite a remarkable story, and how many lives it's affected now that you've done this. So let's start with that. John?
Sure, absolutely. So I moved over to Kansas City from Australia about 7 years ago. Danny and I are cousins, and we had bonded initially over our mutual love of the Christmas season. We both had a magical experience growing up with his family, my family. Our parents just put an awful lot of effort into that specific time of year. And all of my happiest memories as a kid, I'm sure Dan would say the same, are all focused around that very special time of year. And I remember I had been living here for about 3 years or so. And it was the first Christmas where I wasn't going to be able to go home. So it was my first Christmas away from home in my life. And Danny and I, we kind of put our heads together a little bit. And rather than just, you know, moping around the house talking about woe is me, we decided, you know, why not just go out and try and make Christmas a little less about me and see if we can do a little good. So that year, which was probably 4 or 5 years ago now, we decided we were going to just make up a bunch of meals, drive around Kansas City on Christmas Eve, and pass them out to homeless people, just people, you know, on the side of the road,
right,
freezing cold out, give them a little something on Christmas Eve. As the years progressed, we went down our own different career paths. I was at a point in my career where I wasn't quite sure in what direction I wanted to go in. So I had bounced around to a few different jobs. And I remember very specifically being in a career interview with a career advisor, a very good role model for me. And he asked me, well, what are you passionate about? And I was like, well, that is such a difficult question to answer because it depends what day it is. You know, I'm passionate about them Chiefs, you know, like I love Chiefs football. My actual answer at the time was anything to do with Christmas. Okay. It's like the one thing, you know, that we could think about, you know, plan every day of the year and never get sick of it. And I remember Dan and I were grabbing a drink a couple of weeks later and I was telling him about this and we were having a laugh. And just over a few drinks, we started kicking around the idea of, you know, can you, like, everyone's favorite job would obviously be Santa Claus, right? I mean, can you imagine having more fun than just one day a year going out and delivering gifts to everyone in the world? And we were like, well, what if you could make that a reality? What would that look like? And so just over a couple of drinks, we started whiteboarding something together, like a plan together. And then Zuzu's Petals is what we came up with. So we have a threefold approach in how we service families at Christmas. We provide tailored Christmas gifts to families. So the idea being, we're not, you know, putting out a bunch of gifts on a table and just saying, come and pick one and you can give that to your kid. We're these families are coming to us and we're saying, you know, if this was your only opportunity to get your kid whatever you wanted to get them this 1 year, what would that be? And then we will facilitate that gift exchange. The second is Christmas dinner. So this year we're really excited and proud to announce that we've partnered with Broncato's Catering, and we will be delivering Christmas dinners to all of the families on the day before Christmas Eve. So they'll get, you know, turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, all the good stuff that makes Christmas Day so special. And then we also do decorations as well. So for families that don't have a Christmas tree, we'll get them a Christmas tree. And then for families that already have a Christmas tree, we sub that out for a nativity scene to try and bring it back to what it's all about. If you're wondering where Zuzu's Petals, the name,
I was going to ask Dan
from
that question, so I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Dan, where did Zuzu's Petals, because if that's not the most unusual name, and I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with Christmas? Okay, so Dan?
So if you're familiar with the movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
I am.
There is a pretty pivotal scene in that movie that is right before Jimmy Stewart's about to jump off the bridge. Right at the end, and he's really, really struggling with, you know, really what his life's meaning is, I suppose. And so he pulls these Zuzu's petals out of his pocket. And when he pulls them out of his pocket, everything kind of comes rushing back to him about what's really important to him. And that's a very iconic moment in the movie. And we wanted to name our charity after something that reminds us about what Christmas really should be about. And that scene is so iconic, and it really resonates with a lot of people that we're trying to get this message out to.
That's pretty unique. Mac, when did you join the group, and what led you to connect with these guys and do this?
Yeah, I joined, what was it, like 3 years ago now? About 3 years ago. And so I was actually working with John at where I used to work. And so I was a web designer, web developer there, and John's a trainer. And so as I was walking by his office one day, he knew that I build websites. And so he pulled me aside and was like, "Hey, can you check something out for me?" And he's like, "So my cousin and I, we have this little charity that we're trying to get started." He's like, "What do you think of this website?" And I looked at it and I was like, "Oh, I was like, it's cute. So you want me to build you one? I'll do it for free. Just use our work stuff." And he's like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." And so I came over one day. We're watching Chiefs preseason, and I was like kind of laying out the website template, kind of showing them like what it could look like, what we were thinking, and then they started talking about what they were looking for. I was like, "I'm hooked." Let's do this.
And you were here last year, and you're very involved in it this year, and heard it goes. So that's absolutely wonderful. So a little bit more, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested, there's a couple things you need to know. Number one, they've got a big fundraiser on December 13th. It's at the Country Club Christian Church on Ward Parkway. I'm sure everybody knows where that is. It'll be at 6:30. They have tickets available for that. You can go online to the website, zuzu-petals.com, zuzu-petals.com. If you want to go to the fundraiser, tickets are $50. They're going to have music, food. It's going to be a great, great event. In the meantime, if you want to get involved now, because what they do is really quite remarkable, go to the website, zuzu-petals.com. You can make a donation online, or you can call, if you want to, 816-977-1955. That's John's phone number. He'll be happy to chat with you and tell you more about what they do and how they do it. Stay right there. We're going to come right back after the break. We've got more here on America's Healthcare Advocate.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. 845-2800. Know your options and choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. My producer behind the microphone, Mr. Darren Wilhite, behind the cameras, doing all this work that goes up on the YouTube platform and all the podcast platforms, Mr. Dave Thiessen. By the way, over 500,000 of you have watched the YouTube broadcast. Really quite remarkable. That number just keeps going up and up. And we are on 15 podcast channels. So if you hear this, you want to listen to this show, maybe you want to tell somebody about this. Maybe your church, maybe your Bible study group, maybe your civic club, whatever, whoever you're involved with, would like to get involved with the folks at Zuzu's Petals and what they do. These three young men have put together a remarkable program. We're going to talk about their success from the last 2 years and how much it's grown. It continues to grow, and they continue to be able to take care of folks that are not going to have a Christmas without what they're doing to give them a Christmas. If you want to get involved, it's Zuzu's-Petals.com, Zuzu-Petals.com, or you can reach out to John Massey directly at 816-977-1955. 816-977-1955. Their fundraiser, December 13th at 6:30, Country Club Christian. That's at Great Big Church right on Ward Parkway there. Tickets are $50. There's food. There's music. It's going to be a great evening and a great opportunity to help them do what they do. And the great thing is, this goes right to the people that need it the most. So let's go back, Dan. Let's talk about last year, because we did this last year, and you had a significant increase over where it was the previous year. So talk about the success last year, families you were able to serve, and how many kids you were able to serve.
All right. Yeah. So we had a great year last year. I believe it was 157 kids or 127 kids last year, which was a massive jump from the year before. And it was how many families too? It was
45.
Yeah. So we had a great year last year. We fell short of our target, which was 300. But it doesn't shoot us, or it doesn't stop us from shooting high again this year. We're trying to get 350 kids this year.
That's double what you did last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So
you've got an ambitious goal here, guys.
We do. You know, you got to shoot for the moon to land among the stars. So that's what we're going for at the moment. And I think with the momentum that we've gathered in the last couple of years, the response from the community has just been unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And so at the start of every year, you know, we do this year round. And so, yeah, the target is 350 kids, which if we're able to do that, that would be double what we've done in the previous 2 years.
That's ambitious, remarkable, and very admirable. If you guys can do 350 kids this year, that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So, Dan, let's just talk a little bit about what physically happens. I know you guys told some stories last year. You've got a family now. I actually gave you the name of a family that my men's Bible study group has been helping out for the last several months, and you're going to take care of them this year. But talk about the process. How does this, you know, you reach out to them. You know, John mentioned that you're not just giving a group of packages under tree and say, here, it's a free for all. Pick what you want. Talk a little bit about how you do that and how that works.
So once we've located a family and we verify that there's a need, then we ask the parents, okay, so if you're going to give an ideal Christmas to your kids, what does that look like? What gifts would you like to give them? And if it's within reason, I think on average we have 100 or so spent per child has been the average.
So
recently.
Getting a new car. Because
no one's getting
16.
A new car. We okay. love to do that.
I just wanted to make sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So within reason, we'll try and accommodate all the requests. And then we also, you know, we meet the parents. The big part of what we try and do is to enable the parents to give the Christmas to the family. So what that means for us is we're really never in the picture as far as the children are concerned. So, you know, they come on and they show up and they see Santa and their parents get the gifts. You know, that's a big part of our distribution. They come up on this event day that we have. They see Santa. Parents get the gifts in their car. The kids never know what's going on at that
point. So, Meg, talk about that at the event. How do you do that? Everybody comes. These families are invited to the event that's going to be on Ward Parkway.
So the one that Dan was just talking about is our Santa's Workshop. Okay. And so with this, we reach out to see if any of these families want or need help getting the gifts in a different way than actually going to the house. And it's also a little more engaged for the kids, because when we get them to say yes, that means, okay, we can get certain gifts down to our church where we have the event, and we'll set up the entire school as like Santa's workshop. So we make a giant runway down the hallway with a Santa there at the end, snow everywhere, gifts everywhere. And
now,
so
we didn't talk about that last year.
No, they kind of came, came out after.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, so we usually try to get two of the parents or guardians with them. And then, so when the kids go down, we can take one of the parents with us, and we'll go down to like the meeting room and kind of get their gifts, so we can take it out to the car with one of the parents and put it in the trunk, hide it in the car somewhere, so that way when they come back and they get the kids from seeing Santa and get all their pictures taken, they have no idea the gifts are there.
That's remarkable. Yeah. So what church hosts this for you?
So that's St. Vincent de Paul.
I kind of thought that
Catholic
was the kid.
Church.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm very familiar
Vinton. That's
with
my
it.
Parish.
Yeah.
And they have been absolutely unbelievable with the support they've given us. We're very, very grateful. And yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing we're trying to give is a Christmas experience. You know, it's funny, the number of kids that signed up for that, or that parents had signed up for their kids, that have said their kids have never been to see Santa before. And that's something like I took for granted growing up as a kid. And
it's not hard. That's not hard to understand when you think about where they're at. Number one, do they even have transportation to get to a mall, someplace where they go? If they get them there, and the kids see all the stuff that's going on, what's a natural? Well, I want this, or I want that, or what I want for Christmas. And the parents know they can't give it to them, so it's not hard to imagine that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys took this to the next step now, you created an actual Santa's workshop. That's truly remarkable. I've been to St. Vincent's. I was there for the wedding of Steve Sanborn's son, and I've been there on multiple occasions. That's a great church and a great community, and it's wonderful that they're doing that. And so they're just basically giving you the facility so you can set this up. And then so as many of the families that want to come to that can come to that.
Yeah, definitely. So last year we had, I think, 45 kids that came to see Santa.
And they all get there on scheduled time. There's not waiting in a line. They get their scheduled time with Santa. It's their private moment with Santa.
That's pretty phenomenal. That's really well done. It's called Zuzu's Petals. If you want to help out, here's how you do it. You go to the website, Zuzu-Petals.com, Zuzu-Petals.com, or you can call 816-977-1955. These guys are the real deal, and they're making a huge difference in a lot of people's lives. Go to the website, make a donation. If you want to go to the event, that's going to be December 13th at 6:30 at the Country Club Christian, and tickets are on sale now. There's a limited number available, so if you do want to go, you need to get those tickets right now. They are, again, at Zuzu-Petals.com. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. If you want to learn more about us, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That is the website. You have a question, comment, there's something you want me to talk about, go to the website, send me an email. I get a whole lot of emails, and I answer each and every one of them. Not the same day, but I do answer all of them. So feel free to go to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you need help with something, I'm happy to do it. So folks that need help here today, the gentleman from Zuzu's Petals. The website is zuzu-petals.org. They provide a complete Christmas for families that aren't going to have a Christmas. That's how they do it. I'm going to ask him to tell a couple of stories about some of those experiences, because we talked about it last year and it's pretty amazing. The phone number, if you want to give John a call, is 816-977-1955. And their big event, December 13th at 6:30. It's a fundraiser at the Country Club Christian Church. That's that big church up on Ward Parkway. It's at 6:30 at night. There's 500 tickets. When it's gone, it's gone. You can reach out to them on the website, zuzu-petals.org. There's going to be music, food. It's really the spirit of Christmas, okay? And that's what these guys are all about. And it's really quite remarkable, actually, when you think about just these three young guys coming together and making this work. And they've continued to grow it and grow it and grow it. And here we are looking at this year and hoping we're going to be able to do 350 kids. That's pretty remarkable. So let's talk a little bit about some of the experiences from last year. So, John?
The one that's so pivotal to me and one that I will always remember for the rest of my life is actually the first delivery I think we ever did was to this lady that I'd been in touch with a little bit. You know, we always interview the folks that we're servicing to get a feel for the personality, you know, how they want this to roll out, and obviously just to make sure they are who they say they are, etc. And super, super sweet lady. Very, very, very nice. She had two kids. From memory, it was a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. She wanted to get the older boy, I think it was Xbox games, okay. So NBA 2K something or other. And then the younger brother wanted a football jersey,
okay,
or something, a Patrick Mahomes jersey. And anyway, we were like, yep, absolutely. We were able to fulfill their request. We got them Christmas dinner, all that fun stuff. And it came to be delivery day. And we got on our way. I gave her a call to her house and she said, yep, great, just knock on the door when you're here. We pull up in a pretty rough part of town, which I think was also like the first time I'd really appreciated, you know, I've been incredibly blessed with how I've grown up. That was really the first taste of, wow, you know, like reality was setting in that not everyone, you know, was able to be raised in the environment that I was raised in. I go up to the front porch, knock on the door, and a young boy comes to the door, opens it up, and I hear this voice saying, is that Zuzu's? And we say, yeah. And so he opens the door up, and it smacked me in the face because the lady that we had been communicating with was lying in a bed in the living room, and she was in hospice. She had stage 4 cancer and did not have long to live. And it was going to be her last Christmas with her boys. And the dad was gone. The dad wasn't there. And these two young lads, they were very gracious, but were just sitting there, you know, looking at their mom. I cannot imagine what must have been going through their heads at the time. And I think that all kind of threw us each for a bit of a loop. Like, we weren't really expecting to walk into that. And so, you know, we tried to just bring some cheer into the house, and we put the gifts down, and it came time for us to leave. And, you know, I asked if I could give her a hug, say Merry Christmas, and she said, yeah. And so I leant down and gave her a hug, and I went over to the boys, who ideally are not supposed to be there, but, you know, you do what you can. And I went over, and I shook the hand of the 14-year-old, said Merry Christmas, you know, you guys need anything, just reach out to us. And then the moment that I will remember for the rest of my life is I went over to the 9-year-old kid and I shook his hand too and said the same thing, Merry Christmas. And I went to pull away and he wouldn't let go of my hand. And it almost got a little awkward. And I looked back at him and he was just like looking right at me. And eventually I was like, buddy, you better let go, otherwise I'm going to be waterworks over here, right? And I think we got back in the car, and there was just this moment of, wow.
You know, it's funny. You listen to John tell that story. You know, I used to live in Brookside. I don't live there anymore. I moved out further south, okay? But, you know, we don't realize, a lot of us, I think, sometimes what happens in communities where they don't have the means that we have, okay, that most of us have. Most of us are middle class, have good jobs, whatever the case may be. And then you've got situations like that. There's a mother who was in hospice, going to die from stage 4 cancer, and she was concerned about her kids having Christmas. And guess what? These guys put that Christmas together. That should give you some idea, okay, of what the need is and some idea of why they do this, okay? Because there are thousands of families out there just like that. Not all of them, obviously, maybe not even many of them, have someone that is that ill. Actually, the woman who I asked him to take care of this year with her, 19-year-old and 16-year-old, is a woman who just went through cancer surgery, survived it, and now is living on a feeding tube. Can't work, even though she tries, okay? And they're going to go in and do the whole Christmas for them. This is exactly why I do this
this show every year. It's really important, okay? The website, zuzu-pedals.com, zuzu-pedals.com. Get involved. Take a minute. Write a check. Go to the fundraiser. They need volunteers, and we'll talk about that in a second. If you want to volunteer, you can do that. You can also call John at 816-977-1955. Their goal is 350 kids this year. That's pretty strong. So, Dan, talk a little bit about, the fundraiser and then, what's going on there. And let's talk a little bit about that.
So we have a fundraiser every year. It's a Christmas concert. And it is just, it's a fabulous
real Christmas
night.
Music.
Real Christmas.
A choir and a band?
It's old traditional with a choir. And it's a wonderful time. So that is our
like
biggest
a wonderful
event.
Life.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. And we've got a lot of good stories that we tell. It's certainly going to warm your heart right before Christmas.
That's phenomenal.
And we talk about what we've accomplished during the year, how we've grown over the last year. It's fantastic. So it's December 13th,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
At Country Club Christian.
630 Country Club Christian.
Country Club Christian Church.
And they can get tickets online at zuzu-pedals.com. Absolutely. All right, so I ask you about volunteers. Mac, talk about volunteers. You guys need some volunteers this year. I think it's to help with all the catering from the good people at Brancato's. By the way, they operate the Brass Onion Restaurant over on 135th. Great food, great restaurant. You've eaten there many, many times with my wife. Probably have the best fried chicken in the world. So if you want to go to the Brass Onion, tell them thank you for what they're doing. Brancato's Catering owns that restaurant, and it's great food. So talk a little bit about it. So that's going to be a big deal. That's a lot of meals for a lot of people to deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so with that, so I mean, we're going to need like volunteers for a lot of different things with like the gift deliveries if we need that, and also with the food deliveries. And so to get involved with that, we have a couple ways. We've got our marketing email, which is just marketing@zuzus-pedals.com. Or we can also just go straight to the website. And on our contact page, it's going to come straight to our marketing team and to us, the three of us. And so we'll be able to filter that out. And so if anybody wants to get involved, please just send us a message through the contact or email us directly. Or they can also call John. As you keep mentioning, so.
I hope they bombard you with calls over that. Yeah, were that successful. So volunteers to do the food, and then what else do you? What are the things are you looking for them to do, John? Are they going to help out with the Santa's workshop and all of that?
The reality of the services that we provide is that it's not free. You know, it costs money to do these things. And at the end of the day, we do require funds. So even if you are in any way able to make any sort of financial contribution, please do it. 100% of the proceeds go directly towards our mission. We are not getting paid for this. And then if you are not in a position to contribute, we completely understand, you know, things are tight. Please tell three people in your life about what we're doing and what we're trying to do, and just continue to spread the word and see if they are in a position to contribute.
That's a great message. The website is zuzu-pedals.com, zuzu-pedals.com. If you want to call John and blow his phone up, please be my guest. 816-977-1955, 816-977-1955. If you've got a civic group, they go to St. Vincent's Catholic Church. Country Club Christian is hosting this. So this is interdenominational, all right? So if your church wants to get involved, give him a call or go to the website and send him a message. They will welcome your support. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. We've got one more. Stay right there. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. My producer, Mr. Darren Wilhite, behind the microphones, behind the cameras, Dave Thiessen. We post all these shows on our YouTube platform, America's Healthcare Advocate, and the 15 podcast platforms. So we're on everything from Rumble to iHeartMedia to Odyssey Media, Spotify, SoundCloud, you name it, we're on it, okay? So you hear this. Maybe you do want to tell your civic group about it. Maybe you want to tell your Bible study group about it, or maybe your church group, or whatever the case may be.
have them go to the podcast, listen to the show, or go look at the video. It's up on the YouTube platform. What these gentlemen are doing is remarkable. It's touching people's lives directly. They are a 501c3. 100% of the money goes to what they do. They get paid nothing. This is all being done by volunteers, and there's no remuneration to any of them. So this is a great opportunity to do something. The website, zuzu-pedals.com, zuzu-pedals.com. If you want to call John Massey, and please do, and blow up his phone, 816-977-1955. They'd love to hear from you if you want to make a cash donation or you want to volunteer. Also, big fundraiser December 13th at 6:30 at the Country Club Christian Church right there on Ward Parkway. Tickets for that are $50. It's 500 seats and it's gone. Traditional Christmas music. There's food. It's just going to be a great opportunity for to get involved in a way that, and bring some joy of Christmas to your family if you want to go hear some traditional Christmas music and enjoy it for what it's meant to be. Dan, I want to hear what you think was the most memorable experience in the 3 or 4 years you've done this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, John just talked about a story that gives him more purpose for why he's doing this. And mine is, you know, it's I'll share in just a second. So the very first year that we did this, our applications had closed. We had figured out who we were going to help that year. And then this lady reached out to us. It was, you know, pretty close to Christmas. And she said, "Hey, I know you guys are closed, but I really have a need." She's like, "My husband and I, we both lost our jobs. You know, we're struggling right now. We could really use, you know, our kids are getting nothing for Christmas. We're just going to struggle to pay rent." So we thought, okay, you know, this is exactly why we exist. We're going to find the money and we're going to figure out how we're going to help her. So we were fortunate enough with donations to be able to provide them Christmas. But the most notable point about this story is that when we showed up, she said, "I know we talked and you guys were going to show up at this time. I didn't think you were real. I thought you got," and she there were tears in her eyes, and she's like, "You guys just gave me another day of relief. And, you know, I can't even believe it." So that was something that, you know, she, you know, my waterworks came on in the car after that, because, you know, it was, I didn't think about, yeah, she probably didn't even think we were coming. So for us to come and then to you really give them a Christmas, it's why why I keep doing this.
You had 127 kids that saw you come last year and 45 families. So obviously you're very, very real. Let's talk a little bit more about the Santa's workshop and, you know, a little bit more about what you're doing there with these kids and that whole Christmas experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And why that's different than going to the mall. Dear.
Definitely. So Santa gives us one day in his busy schedule where he joins us at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church.
By the way, none of these guys play Santa. They're way too young. Right. Just so you know.
Right. Someday. Yeah. Every family that applies, they will have the option for us to either do a delivery to their house or they can bring their kids to see Santa. And what was kind of interesting to us is that a bunch of these families have never had the opportunity to take their kids to see Santa, which is something I always took for granted. I love going to see Santa when I was a kid. And so they each get an individual appointment with Santa. So it's just them and Santa. There's not a big line of people right out the door. Just, you know, we're not churning them through. We give every family approximately 15 minutes to sit with Santa, chat with him, tell him what they want for Christmas. And the cool part is that Santa already knows this. So we, based off of the applications, we give Santa some information about the kids.
And then you smuggle the packages out to the family while the kids are being distracted by Santa.
Yes.
That's pretty smooth operation, guys.
In most cases, it's exactly what the kid's asking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty remarkable.
What was cool is, I mean, so FYI, Santa is played by a very good friend of ours, so Danny's dad, and my uncle. And I mean, to us, that's just Uncle Joe. You know, like, it didn't occur to me that that's Santa Claus. But the number of kids that came through, looked around the corner, saw Santa sitting in Santa's chair with the Santa Christmas Claus tree, and they were like, "Oh my God. Like, that's him, you know? Like, I've seen him in books, but I've never seen him in real life." And all of a sudden, they were sitting on Santa's lap, and Santa was giving them, that kid, you know, a moment that hopefully that kid will remember for the rest of his life.
I think that's a great note to wrap it up on. Thank you all three for being here. We're going to do another one of these closer to the season, a little later, probably in the first part of December. But, you hear a lot of negativity in this world, especially, you know, the way things are running right now. You've got three young guys here, 28 years old, 30 years old, and 29 years old, that have made this their passion. They do this year round. I think it's pretty remarkable. I think it's pretty amazing. And I think it says a lot about the spirit of people in this country, and especially young people who want to get involved and do something that makes a difference. They're making a difference. They want to make a difference to 350 kids this year, and you can make that happen. Go to the website, zuzu-pedals.com, zuzu-pedals.com. If you want to call John, they need volunteers, they need money, they need a lot of things. 816-977-1955. They are a 501(c). 100% of this money goes directly to what they do. They don't get paid anything for this. They're doing it because they want to do it, and they're doing it because it makes a difference. If you want to help them make a difference in a family's life, especially in a child's life, this is the way to do it. Once again, the website, zuzu-pedals.com, zuzu-pedals.com. Thank you, guys. This is really an excellent show this year, and I really appreciate your coming in.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Well, you did a great job, and I think this is going to resonate with our audience, and it's your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Remember, friends, it's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept nothing but the very best, you most often get it. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.